This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So we got an OPP from this woman who, she's... I don't want to go all the way to saying she's cool with the cheating, but...
Yeah, she got cheated on, and she's nowhere near as irate as most females get when they find out they've been cheated on.
So let's find out why and figure out what kind of advice she needs here. Candy?
Yai.
Why don't you tell us what's going on, and we'll try to help you out.
Well, so I have a boyfriend. Not going to say his name, obviously.
Okay.
Touchy situation. We've been together a little bit over 2 years, and he went to a party a couple nights ago, and I couldn't go because I had a ton of work to do. I was on a deadline, and I was totally fine with him going. And then, so I get a text from a girlfriend of mine who was at the party, and she totally walked in on him with another dude.
Oh, they were like playing beer pong, or they were smoking a bong together?
I wish.
Whatever.
She walked in on him with another dude in a bedroom, like in the middle of stuff.
And she knows it was your boyfriend for a fact.
She sent me a picture.
Oh my God. Jeez.
Okay.
Wow. And of course, you were blindsided. You had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, things happen, I guess, but this is a whole other level of things. And he just said he was drunk. It was a one-time thing. And I know people get drunk and cheat, and not that that's okay at all. But, I mean, this is with a guy.
Yeah.
You never had any suspicions? You never saw him being flirtatious around dudes or anything ever before? Nothing like this?
No. I mean, he's just a really friendly guy in general, so he has a ton of friends, but not any more guy friends than girlfriends or vice versa.
And when he said that this was like just on a whim, it was my first time, you believe that? He hasn't been doing this the whole time you've been together, behind your back, at least that's what you think, or...
I mean, at this point, I don't know what to think. That there was never any hints as to any sort of cheating or any sort of infidelity. Certainly nothing with a guy. I mean, it's just tough.
Because
it's like,
yeah.
If that's his preference, I can't do anything about that.
You can't compete with that.
Candy,
right.
Can I ask you why you're here? Why are you talking to us about this? What do you want? Do you want us to tell you that's okay, or do you want, what do you, I mean, like, where's
some
your
other women
discovered where's your head
I
at
guess
right now?
It would just be comforting to have people who don't know me at all, give me some sort of perspective. My initial reaction is bye.
Yeah.
But it's also like, it's been over 2 years. I kind of want to know what his brain was thinking at that time.
And if this is going to be like normal behavior for him now.
This is, yeah.
Right.
So you don't feel like you were cheated on. If this was a girl, clearly you'd be getting all uppity. But because this was a first time thing, supposedly. You're less.
Are you more likely to forgive him at this point? Or?
No, I mean, to me, I feel like he cheated.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but it's just like, I don't know if that's anything that we can get through, because what if that is his preference?
Ugh.
You know?
Could you forgive if he says I experimented and
I was drunk.
And blah, blah, blah. Do you think you can get past this? Is there a chance?
I don't know.
Okay, so we're going to try to...
I don't know because of the trust issue,
right.
You know?
Right.
Okay. You guys don't have kids. You're just dating. You're not married or anything.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Why, you know, just to throw this at you real quick, Steve,
yeah.
There's such a double standard. If you found out
yeah.
your girlfriend, somebody walked in on your girlfriend making out with another girl.
Woo!
Yeah. Right.
You're right. You're right. There
but
is a double.
For some reason, you find out your man is in making out and doing whatever.
Is there any health things?
Well, it depends on
okay.
what all they did and what
okay.
how often he does. So you've confronted him in a sober way, and he before we start getting calls to you, I just want to like clarify. Mm-hmm. He said this was the first and last time. Does he say he's never going to do this again or what?
He definitely said he's never going to do this again. I mean, every line in the book to okay. try to make amends, you know? It was okay. a one-time thing. I was drunk. I wasn't thinking. I couldn't even see straight. I didn't know where I was. Like, everything. But okay. it's like, what if you're in this drunken situation again?
Right.
Yeah, well, we're going to... Hang on right there. We're going to try to get you some advice. I know... Hang on. People do things under the influence of alcohol. Their inhibitions come down. I personally don't believe anybody does something
that they wouldn't normally.
Yes, yeah. they don't want to do.
Yeah.
I think when you're drugged, you might do something. But if you just drank a bunch, like I can tell you, I've been really drunk and that's not something I've done.
Right. Because when you're not drunk, that's not something you normally pursue or even think about.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Is it better that it was with a guy, and do you think she can move past it? I basically what we need from you guys, she wants advice. Is her relationship just over? Should it be? I mean, it sounds like it kind of might be because she has the trust issues.
We talked to many married women when their men have come out. They thought they were hetero.
So do you think this guy's gay? It's so hard to say right now.
Does one make, I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't do it, but that doesn't. I don't.
Yeah, he's clearly showed.
He experimented.
Which makes him gay.
Well, no, because people experiment all the time, don't they? Just like to try, like.
Let's say a gay guy has relations with a
hetero. Yeah, he's not suddenly straight.
That's experimenting for him. He's
yes.
still gay, but he's experimenting
yes.
with hetero.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Maybe you guys know it's Candy's problem. She, her man got drunk at a party and did some stuff with another guy. She has picture evidence of it.
Yeah.
Is her relationship over? If you've been in this situation, she could use your help. Maggie.
Yay.
What do you think?
This actually happened with me and my husband a couple years ago.
Ooh.
We were dating and he ended up cheating on me with a guy. He said he was just, you know, curious and wanted to see what it was like.
Okay.
Wait till I'm married before I do that. Okay.
Yeah.
Experiment.
So, like, okay. You know, he just came clean. So now we're married. But now, I mean, now I realize, like, he's into it. It's something that he sort of, he needs. It's not really my thing, but I let him do it every couple of months. I mean, we've set up some rules. Like, he has to wow. use protection. He can't lie to me, you know. So he doesn't hide, but...
So he gets somewhat of a hall pass from you.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I decided to compromise just to keep my marriage because I love him and he's the person I want to be with. So... I get all my needs fulfilled. I can't provide that one thing that
he's
enjoys.
Happy. He's happy because of it. You guys are happy.
Yeah.
Do you guys still have relations? Like, he has relations with you, but then he occasionally wants to go have relations with a man.
Yeah. I mean, it happens like once every couple of months.
That he goes and the rest of the time you feel like he wants to be with, which... No, I guess you don't have to fit into one bucket or the other, but like, you don't feel
yeah,
threatened?
It's separate, you know, to me, in my mind, it's not the same thing. But yeah, I guess, you know, everybody needs something. Well, not everybody, but apparently he does. And so I'm okay with that.
So then are you trying to tell Candy maybe she should accept this?
Well, I think it's for each person their own, what they want to compromise or what they don't want to compromise in their relationship, what they want to allow, and what's okay with them. So for me, it's okay. For her, it may not be.
Yeah, you sound happy.
Do you get a hall pass of any sort?
Yeah, I do, but I don't really have any desire to, so I'm good right now.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm happy
nice.
That you
it works
guys
for you guys
are happy. Thank you for the call, Maggie. Catherine.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, one, forgetting the part of who he hooked up with, you just shouldn't be cheating on each other. Well, one, ever. But in the beginning, that's when you should be obsessed with each other. And 2 years is still the beginning. They're not even married. But two, he's gay.
Okay. Just because he experimented once and he's never going to do it again.
I completely agree with the double standard thing about men to women. I do agree with you. But I think it's a double standard for a reason. And I think it's true. And I agree that alcohol might lower your inhibitions, but you wouldn't do anything you don't want to do.
So
she needs to.
So for two reasons, one, because he just broke the trust, and two, because she's not the sex that he's attracted to. She should, you feel like this relationship's
over.
I
mean, he might be bi, but this is a whole sort of twisted. I mean, it's a one shock to find out you've been cheated on, but then to have been cheated on with a guy. How do you repair that?
Yeah. So she's,
how would you ever repair that? Forgetting the, can you, or do you want to? It's like, how do you?
Yeah,
it is. It's definitely weird. I mean, we can all, yes, it's, so you would, for you, this is over. Even if he begged you,
total deal breaker.
Okay. I'm just wondering, because it seems like he's trying to reconcile. He's trying to save their relationship. And I don't want to be the ones to just kill it. But he did what he did. Yeah. All right. Because if nobody had walked in, here's the big thing.
There it is.
Would you?
He never would have said squat.
He wouldn't have.
Exactly.
Totally.
Does anybody here think this was the first time?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
You really don't.
You don't wait until you're...
The first time I got caught sneaking out was really the first time I ever did it.
Yeah, you're right. It was just the time you got caught and you pretended that was the first time.
And maybe he hasn't come to terms with it. I don't think she has come to terms with it.
Definitely not.
But there is absolutely no real repair after this. She's going to already worry about him cheating with girls. And now every time she's at a bar, she has to worry about guys too.
There is that.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the call. I hate it when we give bad news, but I mean, one person's already like, hey, go ahead and let him do it on the bi-monthly. I mean, every other month, you know what I meant?
Uh-huh.
Danielle.
Yes. Hi.
Yes.
Hi. What do you think?
I have a lot of questions, but my initial reaction is, first off, this is not his first time doing this. If he was doing something that was detailed enough for her friend to take a picture.
But I'm just asking this. Okay. She was invited to this party. I mean, the only reason she didn't go is she was buried in work. So that kind of makes me believe that, like, maybe he was just wasted, and because he wouldn't have done it had she been at the party, right?
I don't know. Right. I feel like if there's even like a hinkling of, ooh, I kind of think guys are attractive, I'm going to do.
No, yeah.
It was there. It wasn't a first time thing. I'm pretty sure of it.
So does she need to get out of this relationship, or what does she need to do?
Or if she needs to be okay with the fact that, hey, he does dudes and girls. So.
Oh, okay.
So,
you know, there's a word for it, but I can't think of the technical term of who does that. Bisexual. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could you be okay with it?
Is that cheating?
No. I mean, she's right. It is cheating, but no, I wouldn't be okay with my husband or boyfriend going off to parties and no.
Well, Danielle, we have your husband on the other line. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
We just suddenly were the bombshell dropping show. Stand by. Tom's online too. Thank you for the call, Danielle.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just women who are okay.
And then some women are
but
just
like I said,
like,
it's a double standard, because as a guy, you'd be like, yeah, my wife makes out with girls. I'm cool with it.
Exactly.
My wife sleeps with girls.
I'm cool great with it. And yeah.
Lucy.
Yai.
What do you think?
I don't think this is an issue
with sexuality, like bisexual or gay or straight, I think it's a trust issue. So if she dates him, then she needs to be 100% okay with what happened and say we're moving on and he wants me as a woman. And if she leaves him, it's because she can't trust him no matter what. I am dating a bisexual man, and I went into it with open eyes. You know, he's really honest with me, and we keep it very honest.
So, he tells you ahead of time. It's like I'm going to sleep with someone else tonight.
We only do stuff together as a couple, inviting another man into it.
And you don't get jealous of things going on because you can't compete with
right.
What he's...
It's almost better that way because I know that it's just something extra that he is attracted to and needs, but ultimately, he loves me and he wants me and he's with me.
But you can't marry him, though, because you're going to have to continue. You're always going to share him with other people. Can you be married to a person and knowingly share him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I have no issues with that. I mean, he loves me. He's with me. There's just a little something extra that he enjoys, but it's not, he doesn't want to be with the man. He wants to be with me.
Okay. So you have trust. It sounds like you trust him implicitly.
Yes. We have a lot of trust between us.
But you're right. With our OPP, there's her trust is shattered.
Because he didn't do it like your man did.
Right.
He didn't tell you ahead of time, these are the things I like.
Yep.
He snuck around at a party.
Hoped he did not get caught.
And he's still claiming alcohol's the issue.
Yes.
If he can't come clean like your man did, then this is over.
Also, I have to say that I was married previously to a straight person who cheated on me with a friend, a girlfriend.
Oh.
And I did not stick with him. I didn't stand for it. And it was a woman. You know, I should say that, I don't know. I just think the whole issue is trust. He either says, okay, you know, I'm not going to do that anymore and I'm so sorry, and she trusts him and believes that he wants her, or she dumps him. That's it.
Lucy, have you met any of the guys that your man hooks up with?
Yeah, they hook up with them together.
Oh, that's right. You guys are all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's not allowed. It would absolutely be cheating if he did that behind your back. You have to be there.
Exactly. Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
And if I were hooked up with a girl behind his back, I would be cheating.
Okay.
I know that is a double standard.
It is.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the call, Lucy. I'm fascinated by the dynamic that there's a lot of people who are
open.
Yeah, that this is just, they understand that their man wants that sometimes, and they let that happen. So I don't know that Candy is, I think she might be open to it if this hadn't blindsided her.
Yeah, she's still trying to process just the fact that.
Honestly, guys, so many of you have been so upfront and honest. If you feel like continuing to do that, even if you have to send us a direct message, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, could you please do that on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page?
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.